I graduated from high school in 1931, and it was depression time, and so finally I ended up in the United States military service as an airplane mechanic working on the B-25. And by the time Pearl Harbor was bombed, I was taking training to be a bombardier. I was asked if I would volunteer for a dangerous mission. They wouldn't tell us what it was, but the captain said that some of us fellows would be killed. And that's how I got on the General Doolittle raid over Tokyo. They put 16 B-25s on a Hornet aircraft carrier because that was the only way that Japan could be bombed. The planes wouldn't fly much more than 6 hours at that time, and so they had to fly off an aircraft carrier to get to Japan. And 16 airplanes came, 11 of them went to Tokyo. They dropped their bombs, and then we flew over to China. And we'd had to go 10 hours early because a Japanese patrol boat showed up out there when we were 800 miles from Tokyo. And that made us go too early, and it made us get to China after dark. We lost every airplane. All 16 airplanes were lost. And one that I was in was over in China around the Shanghai area. It ran out of gasoline. The pilot said, we'll have to jump. So I jumped out at 10:30 at night over in China. And it was really something. I was a country boy, and here I was over in China. My parachute worked all right, but the next morning I was picked up by the Japanese, and I spent 40 months in a Japanese prison. There was 8 of us fellows captured. Doolittle and most of the fellows got back to America. 3 men were killed on the raid, but the rest of them all got back to America except us 8. And they wrote this book, 30 Seconds Over Tokyo. They made a movie, and they dedicated the book to the 8 men who never came back. My name's the last one of that list of men that never came back. But this is me. I'm really here. They didn't know the whole story. It angered the Japanese very much because we bombed Japan. And 3 of the fellows in, when we were taken back to China, 3 were executed, and after 2 years, another fellow died from malnutrition. And so after this fellow died, then the Japanese prison officials changed their treatment, and we asked them for the Bible, and we begged them to give us something to read because we were sitting in solitary confinement, and we were pretty discouraged. But I got that Bible finally, and I read the Bible clear through. I had it for 3 weeks, and I thought now is a good chance to find out who Jesus really is and why the Christians think so much of him. I started writing it the first, and I found out that there's prophecy about Jesus way back when Moses was on earth. Moses said the Lord himself will come. He was talking about Jesus. And then Isaiah and all the prophets had the same idea. Jesus is coming. And then in the New Testament, it said he was in the world and the world was made by him. That's who Jesus is. He's the creator. And they knew he was coming. And he was here nearly 2,000 years ago. Well, that made a tremendous difference in my life when I realized who Jesus is. He's God Almighty. And when I found that out, I began to pray to him. And about 10 days after I started to pray, I was sitting on my stool, and it was 8th of June, 1944. And my Bible, I'd been reading this Bible, but I laid it down on the floor. I looked down there, and it said in Romans 10:9, if you confess with your mouth Jesus is Lord and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you'll be saved. Well, you know, I knew those conditions were met in my life. 14 months later, I was released from prison. But before I was released, the Lord showed me that the thing to do with my life was to go back to Japan and tell the Japanese people and tell Captain Fuchida and all that I could reach that Jesus Christ is the Creator, and He was here, and He died for our sins, and made it possible for us to have eternal life. And we saw our picture on the front page of the Japanese newspaper many times. And the Japanese people said, come on, we know you're a Christian. A Christian is supposed to forgive. A Christian is supposed to love. And they said, you were a prisoner of war, and you're showing love and coming back here. We want to hear you. So I had a chance to go all over. I had a good interpreter, and I told thousands of people about Jesus.